Phone records. So Verizon, major dump, turning over all kinds of phone records. Maybe mine, maybe yours. Oh, that's right. I dumped Verizon. So probably my phone records aren't there, but yours might be. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this terrific nation. At least we still think it's terrific, don't we? We still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. Don't lose faith. Remember, you're the little guy, and you have a voice. It's we, the people. I tell myself that every single day if I get frustrated by the brick walls that I run into when I'm trying to find something out. All right, we have a couple of things for you right here from the get-go, including here's a big, bad announcement. Susan Rice. Remember how fond so many of you were of Susan Rice being possibly named CIA director? Of course, that all went south. She gets rewarded for her loyalty. The president reshaped his national security team, and Susan Rice is our new national security advisor. So Tom Donilon is going to step down in July, and that's after the meetings between the president and the Chinese president. So then she takes over. In the meantime, he's going to nominate Samantha Power of the National Security Council to succeed Rice at the United Nations. I don't know that that's going to have a big impact or that that would rock the boat, but the Rice deal rocks the boat. Think of the people who have been national security advisors in the past. I can think of a couple that I liked. Colin Powell and Henry Kissinger would be top on my list. Does she even make the grade? She's going to have to prove a lot of things to me. The media doesn't like her because she banged them up. But he said, who cares about the media? How about if she handles the foreign dignitaries, the foreign leaders, actually, that she'll have to deal with? I'd be worried about that. She doesn't seem like a skilled negotiator to me and rather incompetent when it comes to pressing home the points that she tried to make after the September attacks last year on the Benghazi compound that ultimately took the lives of Ambassador Stevens and three others. So, or Secretary of State was what she was being considered for. CIA was a rumbling that there was a possibility of CIA, which would have been really, really ridiculous. But Secretary of State was what she was earmarked for, to take the place of Hillary Clinton. And, of course, that didn't happen at the start of Obama's second term. The Republican opposition was insurmountable over the talking points she delivered. So she withdrew her name from consideration, if you remember, in December. So is she being rewarded for loyalty? Why has she been given this position? As National Security Advisor, she plays a key role in developing and guiding what the foreign policy is. I mean, she would be a kingmaker or a king pawn anyway in when it comes to advising the president, and which is crazy because the appointment doesn't require any Senate confirmation. There's no showdown here with Republicans. She gets the job. That's it. And this is now, she is one of the big foreign policy voices here as the National Security Advisor. Remember, she had been a Deputy Secretary of State and was considered a possible candidate for the National Security Advisor job when he appointed Donilon, but Tom Donilon, who's the guy now, but she gets it at this point. She said she was humbled to serve as the advisor and thank the president for his confidence in her. Wow. She's like a 2 on a scale of 1 to 10 for me. Sorry about that. So she's really, really going to have to earn her way. Senator John McCain tweeted that he disagreed with the appointment, but said he would make every effort to work with Rice on important issues. How about that? Otherwise, he expressed support for Power, as I said, who he called well-qualified for the job as U.N. ambassador. So I don't think she has a problem. I think the problem is with Rice. She should be disqualified from this job because judgment is so key. Judgment and being able to work with in some difficult situations is so key for this position, and I just don't see it out of Rice whatsoever. Is there any possibility of greatness buried deep inside? Yeah, I would have to say no. This is payment for falling on the sword without a doubt. Without a doubt. Pretty sad, I think. And it shows a bunch of corruption to me out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Or at least lack of good judgment. Let's put it that way. All right, speaking of lack of good judgment, this is actually not so much about judgment, but pretty sad. There was a call that came out earlier in the day, and it happened to be around Paris Jackson, who is the daughter of Michael Jackson. Take a listen.
Female 15 OD'd on 20 Motrin and cut her arm with a kitchen knife. Tech 16 lost his unit, cut 3-1.
Wow, so it looks like a suicide attempt for Paris Jackson. She was hospitalized, just 15 years old, and you heard that call there in Calabasas, California, is where that was made, and it's pretty difficult. So they say physically she's now fine. They're giving her medical attention. The family's calling for, you know, privacy, that kind of stuff, saying it was a call for help. She took pills. She cut herself, as you heard there in that call, and, you know, boy, just shows you how the tangled web of Michael Jackson, how it just continues, the tentacles just continue to wrap themselves around other portions and people in his life. There's so many wild stories about things that have happened in his death, and sadly, anytime anybody is desperate enough to take their own life, she had to be feeling pretty depressed, and or it was, as many think, just a cry for help. And luckily they got to her, so that is the good news there. Hey, coming up on the flip side, massive reaction to the 20 baseball players who might be suspended with this doping scandal. It's almost like been there, done that, not shocking to us, but still people need to pay a price, I think. So if they're going to pay the price, let's make them do it now. Let's move on with this and move upward on it. We all need to be able to turn a corner on this. And I think, if anything, the one thing baseball finally is doing is trying to clean itself up. When there are so many cheating scandals in sports across the board, things that we're dealing with in the last couple of years have been amazing, things that you didn't think were possible. And we know that as far as steroids is concerned, this has been around for quite a while, but actually tainting baseball players, it started in the 90s, and now we're finally starting to see some answers for a few of those players who actually admitted to steroid use, and it's all coming out of one clinic, and that would be a clinic in Miami. So coming up, some fans' reaction to Alex Rodriguez being right in the center of this one. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Open. Kate Delaney telling you all about it, thanks to what I think is a really good show, Outside the Lines. I got to give them credit. They dug deep. They have huge investigative reporters that work for them, and they finally cracked this one open. We knew roads leaded here in Miami to this one clinic that a lot of the players were going to. Alex Rodriguez, the biggest name probably, and the highest paid player in baseball, the New York Yankees third baseman, right in the thick of this. The players' union said that players are being interviewed by baseball officials from Major League Baseball and are represented by attorneys. It's potentially the worst drug abuse case in the history of U.S. sports. 20 players will get walloped with big suspensions, maybe even 100 games. A-Rod falls into that category. He would lose a whole bunch of money if that were the case. A-Rod, member, denied performance-enhancing drugs forever and a day, and then finally copped to it in 2009. So he's not the only one who's in the middle of it, but he's just the biggest name because of the amount of money he makes, the cachet of who he works for, meaning the Yankees, and just in general, his career all the way through. So the clinic is in Miami. The guy named Tony Bosch, who was running it, has apparently did a deal with Major League Baseball, and so he is giving the testimony and talking about who the players were and who he advised on how to avoid drug detection during drug tests and all that sort of stuff. So he's massively cooperating, and this is why they know that some of these suspensions are going to be handed down without a doubt. And he had obviously gotten the drugs, they're saying, from this now closed, what they called anti-aging clinic, Biogenesis, and it was run by Tony Bosch. So I think it's going to be interesting when all the information trickles out. Yankee fans, suffer no fools. Here's what they had to say.
We're the ones who pay for it. We're paying for it, and he gets his salary and walks away.
They got to trade him. They got to get rid of him. It's just not worth paying him. It's not going to play. He hasn't played that many games in the last year or so, so it's not worth it.
That's what I would say, and the fans will be all over him like white on rice. A 100-game suspension would cost him about $15 million, but don't cry for A-Rod. He has made so much money. Some people have given up on the sport of baseball because they're sick of the players' attitudes. They're sick of the salaries get under people's skins, but especially the whole idea of the steroids turned a lot of people off. And he is the prime example of that. He is the prime example. This is why this time around, nobody is getting into the Baseball Hall of Fame. I mean, how about that? You think about the people that are eligible and could have been in the Hall of Fame, but I think it's because of the whole steroid thing. There were, of all the players, there were 37 eligible players to possibly be enshrined in Cooperstown. None going in. You know who the names were? Barry Bonds. Doping. 7-time Cy Young winner Roger Clemens. You know, it's only the 8th time that no player has received 75% support needed to get into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And so it pretty much shows you the steroid era to the baseball writers. They're ambivalent about the whole thing. They don't care. It's kind of a sad day for baseball, though. As somebody who's been to the Baseball Hall of Fame to see the great Nolan Ryan inducted, it's an incredible place to go in Cooperstown, New York, and it's incredible to be there on Hall of Fame weekend, and how sad that there was nobody that they could put in. Now, some previous players will get in, you know, that they have a way to vote them in. Members vote in some players from the past, but no players that were eligible, really big names, were able to crack the code and get in. Wow. Hey, a shout out to our man Nathan Reeder. He is the walking wounded. He's playing hurt. He's not taking any steroids. He is playing hurt. Nathan, tell the folks what you did. You were you wanted to be a YouTube sensation, and unfortunately, it didn't quite work out.
I forgot to invite all my friends with their cameras.
That's right. You should have filmed that. Yeah. Were you making some kind of a jump from a tree to the hood of a car or a roof? You were to a roof. You were going to a roof from a tree to a roof.
Yeah. You know, I did it once, and it was... it was perfect. I would have rated myself 10 out of 10 with that jump. I mean, when the end of the branch is already, like, bowing by 2 feet downward and you can let go of that tree trunk and, you know, you believe in something and that's what lets you get there. Well, you got to believe in it every time. And I think I was just a little too cocky by the time we got to the second time.
That's what it is. You're right about that. If in your mind you let up at all thinking, ooh, can I make this? You already put the doubt in your brain. So I think Nathan did that as he was trying to make that leap from the tree to the rooftop and unfortunately fell 2 floors. And his stunt was not videotaped. I would have pumped it out all over the place gladly for Nathan, but he didn't have somebody filming it, so there you go. She wasn't filmed. In fact, she was very elusive. But how about the 84-year-old who finally came out of the woods to claim the second largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history just 2 weeks after the $590.5 million Powerball drawing was held on May 18th? She passed up a payout spread of over 30 years for a smaller one-time lump sum. That makes sense, doesn't it? 84, $370.9 million. Wow, that's what she pockets. That is crazy. So Gloria McKenzie got the ticket at a supermarket in Zephyr Hills, just north of Tampa. She didn't even appear at Wednesday's announcement, but in a statement that they read to reporters, she said it was the fifth ticket she purchased for that drawing. So she just, when she'd go to the store, she'd buy one. So she was in Publix, and it was a quick pick. That's all it was. She was in line, got a quick pick, and that was it. And they said, you know, hey, we're grateful for the blessings of winning the Florida lottery. We appreciate the interest of the public, all that kind of stuff. I love it when now that's like a celebrity. We give the opportunity, please. We hope everyone will give us the opportunity to maintain our privacy for our family's benefit. Yeah, right. Forget about that. Not anymore. Not anymore. That's not going to happen. So her son was with her. There was a friend with her. There were a gaggle of financial advisors with her when she came to the lottery headquarters in Tallahassee to get the ticket validated. She wanted to make sure that they were ready to handle the types of responsibilities that come with that kind of a jackpot win. Oh, that is stunning. That is just such a shocker. What do you do? In her case, you know what I say? Whoever the people are that are close around her, you just get on a boat, go, well, I would say take a cruise, but why not just hire your own boat, because we know what happens with cruises, or get on a plane and go see some part of the world that you're saving up for or you just have curiosity about or whatever. Take some people on a trip and go see other places or other parts of the United States. For goodness sake, we have amazing things in this country that some of us have never had the time or opportunity to see, or the money. Now, if you can just take a big chunk of money and do that and still not be short anything, which she certainly won't be, bravo, go for it. All right, a tropical storm alert, speaking of Florida. This one is Andrea, and they say it's ready to pummel Florida with intense rain. Oh, they hate, Floridians hate that. It's the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. It debuted Wednesday, smashing into Cuba with a heavy downpour. It's 240-some miles southwest of Tampa. Great. Right where she is, it's headed north, and my family, at 10 miles an hour. So they think it'll make landfall late on Thursday, then maybe zip up the East Coast. It could, they don't expect it to turn into a hurricane, that's good news, but it might be a lot of water. It's expected to maybe dump 3 to 6 inches of rain over most of Florida and southeastern Georgia, maybe even 8 inches in some areas. So we're looking at maybe floods, we're looking at nasty weather conditions with a downpour. Luckily, they don't think this turns into anything more than that, however. Hang with us. We're turning the page.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
I am extraordinarily proud to announce my new national security advisor, our outstanding ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, as well.
President Obama, what are you thinking? He's thinking loyalty. I love you, babe. You stood by me. You read the teleprompter. You stuck with our talking points, so here is your reward. They tried to shut you out on the Hill. No way were they going to confirm you, so you stepped aside, and we give you the National Security Advisor title. Think of the people who have held that title before. Started in the 50s, right? There have been a couple of good ones, including Henry Kissinger. She is no Henry Kissinger. I think it's a big mistake because of the blunders of Benghazi, but more importantly, I think she's incompetent, does not have the pedigree for this gig. She's going to talk to foreign leaders, the press. She has no credibility with the media, so what's going to happen there with that relationship, which, by the way, is a very big one with the National Security Advisor, and certainly in that spot, you're on the world stage. You could not be any bigger. So here we go. That's one thing about the president. If you work for him, he's sticking by you no matter what. You have to unstick yourself like Rahm Emanuel and decide you want to go back to Chicago and become the mayor of Chicago. Or like Robert Gibbs and you decide, I want to be involved in the day-to-day ops in the second part of this administration, of getting you elected into that second part. Most of the people have just resigned, gone on to whatever else they were looking at. And nobody's heads roll in this administration. So Susan Rice didn't get a fair shake, according to the president. It's what he thinks. He did not say that in the Rose Garden earlier in the day. But he moved forward with the Rice appointment. All right, each and every show I always say this. We have great people who listen and email us. You're so thoughtful. You come up with some really good stuff. You really do. I mean, even when it's just a couple of lines, you hit the points. You nail it home, no question about it. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag. He's on strike.
You have mail, mistress.
Yeah, we didn't pay him last week, so he kind of was he was slow walking that in for me.
You know about America's postal industry. Come on.
I know. So we do have snail mail, by the way. Here's a quick one. We can go to the phone lines too if you want to throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283. All right, this one from JB, who says, wow, Rice as the national security advisor? You gotta be kidding me. Somewhere Nixon is rolling over in his grave. Yeah, Nixon was really the guy who found Henry Kissinger, and then he went on with Gerry Ford after that, too. But Kissinger, I guess, seems to be our favorite flavor in that position. And you think of what he did diplomatically, and that just, there's no way that adds up. All right, there was one more comment about that. Van says, I can't believe that there's such idiots at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and I hate to call the president that, but I can no longer hold back. Naming Susan Rice as the national security advisor was one of the biggest mistakes, I would say, to date of his administration. Enough said. Yeah, we'll see. Hey, maybe she surprises us, but I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen. Here's a quick other one here, too, from Susan, who says, saving Sarah, what a brilliant thing. Thank God for a forward-thinking judge. So Kathleen Sebelius is ordered to make an exception on this transplant for that little girl to get a lung. I love it. In your face, Kathleen. Yeah, because she wasn't going to budge. She said, I can't do anything about it. I can't play God. There's other people on the list and all the adults on the list. So now young Sarah Murnahan hopefully gets the lung transplant because they're making that exception that she was ordered to do that. The federal judge said, you have to do this. So she can be moved to the adult lung transplant list. It gives her a much better chance of potentially getting the life saving treatment that she needs, because the federal policy now puts kids under 12 at the bottom of the list of those who can get donated adult lungs. So bravo. Rex in Illinois, you have the floor. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Oh my goodness, Miss Rice, and then he equates Miss Powell.
I know.
I mean, listen, crap rolls downhill, and this way it's coming from Chicago all the way to the White House and vice versa.
Well said, on a fast track, I agree, no, absolutely.
We're in the abyss. If we don't start to fire back somehow and stop some of this stuff, this is the most troubling thing I've heard of in this administration. And I'm not a basher of Obama. He's just he's an innocuous type of cat out there.
Yeah.
You know, all of these people with all this great lettuce on the wall and all these sheepskins, they've never done a darn thing, including him.
I agree.
This takes the case, the cake. I mean, I'm incredulous right now. He's just ignoring everything as he always does, and that's how he's been taught to do it. And so I'm frustrated, as you can tell. If we don't start somehow firing back at this whole deal, I mean, I think I harkened back about 3 weeks ago, time to dig up Sam Irvin and get some stuff to crack in here.
Yeah, we got to think of Watergate. We got to go back to those Watergate days. But you're right. He suffered no fools. He was smart. He got to the point, and he got things done, yes.
And a lot of people didn't like him, but by God, he got the job done.
He got the job done, yes.
I mean, you know, he turned over rocks and things like that that people didn't want turned over. But in the long end of the day, by God, it worked.
Yeah, absolutely.
All of these little schisms and all these little committees and all this little stuff. No, it's time to bring up some high-powered stuff. You know, and, you know, the guns, the Contra affair in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
I'd start right there to begin with. I mean, man... Just go down the line.
And you know, you just go down the line with Eric Holder when we're talking about Fast and Furious Rex. I love it. Hardcore. Suffers no fools. I agree with him. See, to me, he really is the teleprompter president. And that's because it proves it with Susan Rice. He wants to be liked. And this carries over into the people he surrounds himself with because she stood by him. She stepped away. Oh, okay, there's pressure. I'm going to step away after what I said was, you know, whether it was a cover-up or whatever the reason was she said it, the faux story about what happened, what was the reason for Benghazi and the four Americans being slaughtered. You know, the whole thing about the little tiny Prophet Muhammad film that was all of 14 minutes on YouTube. But that, you know, that's what it wasn't about, and we know that that was a targeted deal. And we don't even know half of it, I'm certain. So that was so bloody bogus, and so many people complained that she was not going to be able to be confirmed for the CIA director, and they knew it, so she stepped away. She graciously stepped away and continued to be in her same post, knowing that she would be able to cash her chip in the second administration, second part of this administration, which she still was part of, because remember that was 2012 to September, that's when that happened. So get rid of Benghazi, because we got this whole election thing going on, we don't want problems with that. So she gets her payoff, she's able to cash it in, and that's the thing, he's loyal. So if you're his friend, you're his buddy, you helped him get elected, you're in his corner, you're part of the team, you are solid, you are there. And it's the same, I believe, with why there is sensitivity with the administration, because he wants to be liked. He's Joe Cool. He was friendly and popular and whatever in his days in Harvard and all the other places where Obama was. And this has translated into his politics. I mean, people forget this. He was what? Pretty much a brand new senator when he all of a sudden was running for president. And then you think about that before when he was state senator. We've had people on the air to talk about what he did as state senator. I know people make jokes about the community organizer thing, but people did like him, and that's what he was. He didn't rattle any cages there, so Rex is dead on in his analysis. And notice how Rex says, you know, he's not creaming Obama, calling him names, saying, you know, he's innocuous, whatever. But he's saying he's ineffective. There's nothing going on here. And this just nails it home with the Rice appointment, you know, without a doubt. Hey, if you want to weigh in on this, you certainly can. I think this is now one of the biggest blunders, one of the dumbest things that they've done so far into the second term. 855-266-KATE. Translated 855-266-5283. Also, we're going to talk about what should happen with the Media Shield law. Should it also protect bloggers or not? I'm going to tell you why I think it shouldn't, even though I'm all for bloggers and there's some awesome bloggers out there. And you blog away, and I hope you get tons of people who follow you. Stay with us.
We'll be right back. Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef, last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride, her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes, she's got a music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow.
So you can rock the phone lines at 855-266-5283. Throw in your 2 cents, Susan Rice. Hey, maybe I'm all wet on this. Anybody out there a big fan of Susan Rice and you think I'm crucifying her unnecessarily? You think she was a scapegoat? Think she deserves to be in the position that she's in right now? I'd say, listen, I could probably find 5 other women that would do a better job. It's not a female thing. Forget that. It has nothing to do with that. She was qualified, and if she was qualified and she was a flaming liberal Democrat, but she was awesomely qualified, you know, I'd give her a pass. I'd say, hey, listen, this is the credentials. This is what she brings to the table when it comes to foreign relations. This is her background. This is what she has as far as negotiating skills, which I think, by the way, on a scale of 1 to 10, might be a 2. Maybe a 2, because she had to learn something in the years that she's been at the UN or been the U.S. ambassador. But I'm going to say she has no credibility with the media, probably has not a lot of credibility on the foreign stage, not really. And she definitely, to me, is incompetent or just a loyalist that spouts out whatever the administration wants, and if that's the case, that's not good either. You want a national security advisor that's not afraid to stand up to the president, not afraid to stand up to the inner circle, to be another pair of eyes to say, hey, here's what I see. This is what I looked at. This is looking at the analysis of this data. Here's what's going on. Here's what we need to do with Russia and China and Iran and that situation. Here's what's happening with North Korea. I'm part of the whole war room now. So if she's going to be one of the big boys, then she better stand tall. And I don't think she can. I think she's going to be like the Hunchback of Notre Dame or worse. Dale in Illinois, KHMO 1070, one of our favorite affiliates. Hey, how are you doing, Dale?
Well, I'm doing great. Boy, that was, I would say probably, I'm going to mark you down as undecided on Susan Rice.
No, very decided. I think it's so poor. Think of the national security advisors that we've had in the past. I keep saying Kissinger, but there have been a slew of others. You know, even Condi Rice. You could look at Condi Rice, Colin Powell, more modern times. There's no way she leapfrogs any of them.
Well, I think this proves my old axiom about President Obama and about the race issue and the reparations and the revenge. The guy's smart enough to know this isn't about her competence. She doesn't have any competence to do this.
Mm-mm.
This is a payback. He doesn't care about our country. He Mm-mm. cares about taking care of his friends and paying back. And creating a problem. He's getting back at Republicans. And golly, the way they're responding to things now, Kate, you figuratively, you just put a big zero on your back because you've criticized one of his own. What's going to happen to you?
Well, I don't get a lot of interviews with Democrats. I get more with Republicans, some independents, and some Democrats, but they really spit me out because of some of the things I've said.
But here, Kate, they're picking at some people that, believe me, I am no one at any great report, and there's a lot of people out there the same way as I am that tried to start a 501c4 or 3, got pigeonholed like that, and here you're on 300 stations across the country. I'm telling you, be careful.
All right, Dale, I will take that warning. I love it. Another hardliner guy, Dale, thanks. And so he's not happy about the whole Rice thing, and frankly, I agree. And really, you know what? It isn't a party thing. It isn't with me. Because if somebody's good, I will absolutely cop to that. If somebody is a Democrat and they're a Democrat that's good at what they're doing, they can compromise, they can work with people across the aisle, they make a little sense, maybe they lean a little bit in a different direction, they're not straight across party lines. It has nothing to do with that. Just strictly on the basis of what has she done in the past since following her, looking at her resume and tracking it, tracking the thing that we have right in front of our face, which is Benghazi. But even before Benghazi, if you wanted to put her up against other national security advisors, and what an important position that is. If I'm the president of the United States, this is the number one thing that I think has to happen. When I get into office, I want to have the best people that I can possibly convince to be part of my cabinet or work with me in whatever capacity to be on my team, because I can't do it all and I need great minds around me. I at least need a shot at greatness. I need a couple of good people who aren't afraid to shake it up with me and disagree, by the way, and tell me I am completely wrong and here's what they see, and not just toe the line, because that makes for a much better administration, and there's a chance you'll catch some of the holes in the net. If you have people like that around you, you don't want a bunch of parrots. And that's what I think Obama has, certainly in Eric Holder, and now you can chalk that up with Susan Rice. Of course, he had that before, but elevating her into the national security advisor role, I'd say, yeah, absolutely not. There are better equipped people that could be put into that position that could deal with foreign leaders, especially with what we see happening now, I believe, than, you know, Susan Rice. Absolutely. You know, it's been all about leaks and lies and investigations this entire summer, up until, of course, the point where everybody goes on vacation, is about these committees and investigations that we're all paying for. And this story came out now that he's back in his grape fields, and that would be Leon Panetta. A Republican is saying, a top House Republican, which is Pete King, he suffers no fools. People either love Pete King or they hate Pete King, the congressman from New York, because he criticizes a lot. He slammed the former defense secretary, Leon Panetta, because he's saying, look, he disclosed sensitive information on Osama bin Laden on that raid to a Hollywood filmmaker. He's talking about Catherine Bigelow and Zero Dark Thirty, which, of course, now is on everywhere, HBO or wherever it goes next, or you can still rent it. And so Pete King is saying there is such hypocrisy here. This is such craziness. The administration cracking down on leaks, going after the Associated Press, but they're orchestrating leaks. So here you have the White House in bed with Hollywood, cooperating, and because of that, we have security breaches all over the place, but yet they're seizing records of Fox News and AP people, and now those leaks are being looked into. And even at one point, we know this is happening with the news reporter, Rosen, they're labeling him as a co-conspirator in that one case, so I love it. I love that Pete King is saying, wait a second, can we just look at this first and say, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? And this unpublished report was first discovered by the Project on Government Oversight. Of course, it's always the watchdog groups, and confirmed by King, because that's what happens. They find it out. Nobody knows in Congress. They say, oh, by the way, you know, Congressman King, did you realize this? Let's give you a copy of the information we found out. So, you know, they asked for the investigation 2 years ago, and that report shows two instances when the administration divulged the names of people involved in the bin Laden op, and in both cases, to the people making the movie Zero Dark Thirty. And they released the information. So is it like one hand is not washing the other and not watching what they're doing and what they're saying? You know, this even came up, Jay Carney, during the press conference. And Carney said that he has more important things to do than worry about a Hollywood movie. Yeah, he's got to worry about how he's going to defend Susan Rice in the near future. Oh, my, oh, my. Things are off the tracks in Washington. But what else is new?
Burnsville, Minnesota, to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.